Inside Sources.
Inside Sources.
America's voice of reason. Boyd Matheson.
On Utah's home for elevated conversation.
Inside Sources on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. It's great to be with you today. As always, I am Boyd Matheson. Yesterday, we were joined by Curtis Bennett, Executive Director of One Kind Act. Talked about this amazing summit I got to be part of on Friday up at the University of Utah. And we talked about all kinds of people who were doing where we always end this show. Go out and do something that makes a difference. And one of those that was celebrated, received an award up at the summit last week, was Jessica Lowe. Jessica is the president and founder of Be A Little Too Kind. So wherever you're sitting, just sit still. This will bring a smile to you. It'll get you to think different and hopefully get you to act different in a number of spaces. And Jessica actually joins us in studio today. Welcome to the show.
Hi, boy. How are you?
I am doing good. You have this extraordinary organization, A Little Too Kind, and I love the backstory to it because it shows what happens when we're aware and then when we're just intentional about things. So give us the story. What is the genesis and what is it that A Little Too Kind is doing?
Okay. So, well, we started out, I was attending a culinary school and this was in 2021. And just a few days into the school, I realized that we were going to be making and then throwing away a lot of food. Mm. And the area that my school is located in isn't an area that's heavily saturated with those experiencing homelessness. And so every day when I would leave class, I was thinking, why are we wasting all this food when we could just be giving it to these people who would appreciate it so much? So I started bringing containers from home to pack my food up. And after class, I would just pass it out to anybody that I saw on the way back to my truck. And this kind of grew from just my leftovers to a friend in my class started giving me hers. And then everybody else in the class started donating theirs. And before we know it, we're doing this every single day after class, passing about 20 meals out to people we see on the street.
I love that. And then, of course, as all great difference makers, you didn't stop.
No.
You just kept looking. So kind of give us the journey from that genesis, which, again, is just being aware, being mindful, seeing people and seeing an opportunity. Then you went into the space. We talked about this at the summit. I talk about it all the time on this show. You stepped within the parentheses of the crazy idea. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So after school ended, school is a 12-week-long program, and so we did that every single day after school. And once school ended, I felt like I couldn't just stop because I had made relationships and formed all of these connections with the homies, that's what we call them. And I started to realize that the whole reason that I had felt so strongly about attending this particular culinary program in the first place was to lead me into this direction. Mm. So I decided to turn it into a nonprofit and focus our efforts fully on food and just make it a lot bigger than what we were doing before. So we started visiting the homies every Thursday, and we bring them a hot homemade meal as well as a sack lunch for later. The hot homemade meal is made by me every week, and we're serving about 120 homies every Thursday. And then everything in the sack lunch is donated by volunteers every single week.
Wow. That is amazing. I just have to go back to something you said, Jessica.
Okay.
That culinary school led you to feeding the homeless.
Yeah.
I don't think that was on the flight plan.
It wasn't. But you know what? Food is magical like that. Sitting down with people and sharing food is magical, and it starts conversations and it opens doors and it opens doors to conversations with people that you might not ordinarily have. And once you have those doors open, then the sky's the limit. That's where a relationship can begin. And that's what we're doing with our homies. Is it begins with food, but that's not where it ends. We are creating relationships with them because they can get food. There's a million different organizations that offer food. But we're creating relationships with them, and we know their families, we know their stories, and we truly love them like they're our own family.
That's so powerful. And I just want to pause for our listeners. So this is what leadership sounds like. This is what leadership acts like. because it's not about a transaction. It's not just about handing out some food. It's about a relationship.
Right.
And that changes everything.
Right.
So tell me about the army that you've put together that are doing these lunches, that are putting these things together every week. How are you going about all of that?
Yeah. So in the beginning, we started telling our friends and family and they started donating things. But once it grew a little bit bigger and then I made it an official nonprofit, I knew that I was going to need a lot more than what I had available to me at the time. So this was kind of a hard process for me because I was really hesitant about posting on social media. I didn't want it to come across as like, I'm so awesome, I'm doing all this. But we did need the help. So I was like, we have to post because we need the help. So we started posting on social media. And people from all over the community have just stepped up. They sign up to provide the stuff. We, in each lunch, there's a water, juice, a sandwich, either peanut butter and jelly or meat and cheese. There's chips and then a homemade treat. And then we also have, so people sign up to make all of those things. Wow. And they're dropped off every week. And
wow.
then, and that's 100 of those each. And then we also have larger groups like sports teams or small businesses or church groups that want to be a part of it. So then they'll sign up to make like hygiene kits. And then I get to go and speak to them and share with them about our message and what we're doing and thank them. Because our donors and our volunteers are the angels. Like
yeah.
they are what keep us afloat, and I'm so thankful for them because we wouldn't be able to do this without all of them. But there's hundreds of them, and I just anytime I have the opportunity to thank them publicly, I do. So thank you if you're listening and you've donated in some way, anyway. So grateful, and the homies, they feel it. They feel
yeah.
the love that's put into their food.
Yeah.
And they tell me that all the time.
Yeah, no question that it makes all the difference. And this is also a leadership principle. Leaders build an army. And that's literally what you've done. You've invited people to become part of a story.
Yeah.
And it's not just a project. It's not just a thing. It is a transformational experience. So powerful. So as you look at kind of the takeaways, we always get to the therefore what question. What do you hope people think different? What do you hope they do different as a result of what you're doing with Be a Little Too Kind?
So I feel like the biggest takeaway for me has been accepting the fact that you can't force anybody to change. Be a Little Too Kind isn't out there trying to force homies to make a decision that they're not ready to make
yeah.
mentally. But I do know that through love and kindness and service that's intentional, it has to be intentional, hearts can change.
Yeah.
And that's where the magic is. When hearts change, then you start to see a miracle take place because then people start to realize that they want more for themselves because mm-hmm. they deserve more.
Yeah.
And they realize their worth. And they stop thinking about who they are currently and they start thinking about who they want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel really lucky to be in the position that I am. And to be able to sit front row and watch this process unfold for so many homies, a good handful of homies that have like slowly made changes to just completely change their life around. And
yeah.
I just wish that everybody, we'd share every Thursday on our Instagram our stories, but I just wish everybody could see what these small acts of service, even just donating the waters or the chips. Because this whole thing started out as just a small act of kindness anyways.
Yeah.
And those small acts of kindness turn into something big.
Yeah.
And I just wish everybody knew that. Don't ever think that something that you've done that's so small doesn't matter because every single person can make a difference.
Yeah. No small parts or players. The seemingly insignificant often turn into the extraordinary, especially when they're led by a one-of-a-kind leader. And Jessica Lowe, so grateful to have you in studio today. Be a Little Too Kind, bealittletookind.org. Check that out today. And then be part of it. Just live it. If we all do just a little bit, it changes and transforms everything, especially when we do it intentionally and we're looking to build relationships, not just transactions. That's how we make it. And remember, politics may have failed. It's community and culture that lead. It's one family. It's one neighborhood. It's one community coming together in kindness that will actually lead. The politicians will catch up eventually, maybe. All right. Jessica, thanks so much for joining
us today.
All right, we'll step aside for a quick commercial break. More Inside Sources coming up next on KSL News Radio. Stick around.